T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome again to another edition of the Mr. Wonderful Meatball Movie Podcast, where today we're going to discuss director Matthew Vaughn. His new film, Kingsman: The Golden Circle, is in theaters today, right now, this weekend. And we're going to discuss what movie franchise should Matthew Vaughn take over and help next. I have 3 ideas. Maybe you have some ideas. I'd love to hear from you on Twitter at @wonderful_radio or in the comments section below. So following the success of Kingsman: The Secret Service, Matthew Vaughn has followed it up with another sequel, Kingsman: The Golden Circle, which we will have a full review for Monday morning here on the Meatball Movie Podcast. But before we get to that review, we're going to discuss 3 movie franchises that I think Matthew Vaughn can step into, direct, and even co-write. Matthew Vaughn has obviously been involved in some of the best films that we've seen over the last couple years. He is the reason why Daniel Craig is James Bond. He brought the X-Men franchise that was kind of just dormant and irrelevant and turned it into something again with X-Men First Class. So Matthew Vaughn has this track record of creating and reviving franchises and helping create excitement again for certain films and certain movie franchises. With that being said, the first movie franchise I think Matthew Vaughn should pen and get behind the camera for is The Fast and the Furious. While the last couple films have still been good and they're all critically acclaimed and they smash records at the box office, this last one, though, however, seemed to be a little bit on the down, a little bit on the low, was missing kind of a little bit of that something that made the franchise so much fun. So why not have a director that understands action, understands comedy, understands wit, step in? And you know what? I also think that Matthew Vaughn's a guy that could actually step in and end the feud and the beef between Vin Diesel and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. More time on screen between the two of them with a director that understands comedy and action? Sign me up. I would love to see a Matthew Vaughn directed Fast and the Furious film. I'd love to see a Matthew Vaughn written Fast and the Furious film. The second franchise I think would be fun to see Matthew Vaughn involved with, and it doesn't really need help right now, but I can see in the future it potentially needing some type of rejuvenation, and that's the John Wick franchises. John Wick Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 were absolutely fantastic films, 2 of my favorite movies, and John Wick Chapter 3 has its release date set, and I couldn't be more excited for the new John Wick film to be coming out in the future. But I think a Matthew Vaughn written and directed John Wick film could potentially oversee the first 2 films of that movie franchise. I mean, when you look at Kingsman: The Secret Service, it pretty much is a John Wick film and a James Bond film combined. There are headshots galore. That's what the John Wick films are famous for. That's what happened in Kingsman: The Secret Service. I mean, hey, they blew up everybody's head in the Secret Service movie. So why not have Matthew Vaughn write and direct Keanu Reeves blowing up people's heads? It would be fantastic. And the final movie franchise, I think this is the one that he absolutely should get behind, that the studio should approach him and ask him to write, direct, and recast even, is the Men in Black franchise. Since the first film came out in 1997, they have tried to mimic the fun and the excitement of the first one in Men in Black 2 and Men in Black 3. And while Men in Black 2 I find kind of a snoozer, and Men in Black 3 has its moments of being fun and kind of recapturing what was so great about the original, they were still lackluster films, which has put the Men in Black franchise kind of in a bit of turmoil and uncertainty moving forward. So I think Matthew Vaughn coming along, he already has an understanding of how to adapt comic books and original and create an original script out of a comic book. Why not have him come along and do the same thing with Men in Black? Heck, he doesn't even have to recast them. He could create a different universe with Jay and Kay still involved with it. But I think Matthew Vaughn getting control of the Men in Black franchise could bring it back to the glory days of when that film first came out and captured our imaginations and absolutely captured audiences around the world. So there you have it. Three movie franchises that I think Matthew Vaughn could help, could bring back to life, and could rejuvenate. Fast and the Furious, his amazing pace with the camera could really help the Fast and the Furious franchise with the quick moving cars, the action sequences as well. John Wick, because let's face it, in the future, John Wick's probably going to need some type of rejuvenation in its franchise. And what better man than a guy who seems to know how to rejuvenate franchises? And he's a big fan of the headshots in his movie as well. And the third one, which I really hope they give him the keys to, is rejuvenating Men in Black. He can keep Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. I just know that a Matthew Vaughn written and directed Men in Black film would do wonders to that franchise the way he did with the X-Men franchise. Take those characters, make them younger, put them in situations, and create fun with a movie franchise again that desperately needs a big smash hit and a critically acclaimed hit the way that it does with the first one. Is there maybe a movie franchise you think Matthew Vaughn should direct, get behind, produce, be involved with? Let me know in the comments section below or on Twitter at Wonderful Radio. Until then, have a great day and enjoy the movies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.